The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. It's been a while. I'm recording this right now without internet because the technician is going to be here this coming Saturday. But still, I could record some spooky tales in the meantime in advance for all of you. As I'm starting to record this, the news just appeared that we're going to get some serious thunderstorms. I'm looking forward to the first thunderstorm in Tennessee. Now, sit back and relax, toast up those buns, and let's get spooky. It was a regular night for me and the boys. Us creatures of the night always tried to do something stupid and adventurous. My friends, Cameron, Julian, Paul, Brian, and Taylor and I discovered some woods about a half an hour away that stretched for miles and miles. We all planned to check it out one night where we could all go camping out till morning. Fast forward 2 weeks, and we all prepared for the camping trip. Food, board games, tent, bed, and all the necessities to camping. My friend, who had a vlog channel, brought his camera to document the trip. We all got into my friend's van, and we headed out into the woods. We finally arrived after an hour and a half because we all decided to stop at a gas station to do our business before we arrived. We got our gear and got hiking on the trail. After what seemed like 2 hours, we finally found a place to camp, a nice greenish area similar to a golf course green. After we took a break from all the walking, my two buddies, Cameron and Brian, went out to go to get some firewood and rocks so we could build a fire. Me, Julian, and Paul started building the two tents. There was 6 of us, so 3 per tent. After about 10 minutes, we all heard Brian let out this blood-curdling scream. I went after him, following the direction of the scream. I found him and guided him back to camp. Cameron eventually came back after hearing the scream. Brian was shaking and quivering. We asked him what had happened. He told us that he saw a man who may have been over 6.5 feet tall staring at him from the distance. He said that the man was only wearing a sky blue shirt, gray baggy jeans, and no shoes. He also said that the man was bald, and he swore that this man had pale eyes. He was always one to make stories up, but he seemed as though he was being serious. We all decided to relax, and we assured him that the man can't get us. There's one of him and 6 of us. After relaxing and talking around the fire, we all decided to hit the hay. At around 2:30 in the morning, we all woke up to something running or sprinting past our tents. We all got out of the tents to find out what the noise was. Julian, who was right next to me, went into his bag to grab our flashlights, and he gave me his camera and told me to record everything while he got his bag and got out the flashlights. After a few seconds, I heard rustling noises coming from behind him. I turned around with the camera, and the man that Brian explained was standing behind him staring down with the whitest eyes I had ever seen. I screamed as the man growled at us with a demonic tone. The man backhanded me, knocking me down, and he grabbed Julian and dragged him away. In the blink of an eye, Julian and the man were gone. My other friends came running back after hearing the noise. We all went after the man and Julian. One thing I noticed about this man was how skinny, tall, and how long his arms were. I warned everyone about what this man looked like. We all kept running after them. After minutes and minutes, we all ran out of breath and got lost. We eventually heard Julian scream, and we went towards the scream. What we found shocked us all. We found an old house that was far too big for it to still be standing. Cameron brought out his M9 and got ready to shoot anything that wasn't us. We went into the house and started calling out to Julian. We searched the house until we found him in a room tied up and his mouth was taped shut. I ripped the tape off him and he yelled, "Behind you!" The man grabbed Tyler, bit his shoulder, and took a chunk of skin from the bite. Cameron spun around and shot the man 4 times. The man screamed in agonizing pain as he ran away. We got Julian untied and we all ran for it. We ran and ran for hours until we made it back to the entrance and left all of our camping gear behind. We rushed Tyler to the nearest hospital and checked him in. They had to operate on his shoulder, so they put him under. We all called our parents and explained what had happened. Then the police showed up and asked us questions. We told them everything that had happened. 3 months later, I still think about that night. I suffer from PTSD now because of it, and the sight of that man still haunts me to this day. I don't really ever sleep much because I'm afraid of the nightmares. If any of you decide to go camping in the woods, or even go hiking, be cautious and aware of your surroundings. You never know what may be right behind the nearest tree. This was on my mind today, and I just had a feeling I might get some additional insight from the Reddit community. Something was in those woods, and whatever it was not human. I've always had a legit fear of the woods near my childhood home, up until I moved out at 18. Something was in those trees, something looking into my windows and doors from the darkness beyond my sight. The darkness beyond the glass always seemed otherworldly, and like the dark hid creatures beyond fear and imagination. Every time I was up late, I would always close every door and window on the ground floor. I wanted every conceivable barrier to my sight up. I am not normally a fearful person, but something outside in those woods made my blood run cold as ice. I was always terrified that one night I would see something inhuman lingering at me, hungry and knowing I was vulnerable. There were times I heard whispers, voices that came from the darkness that could not possibly be there. Whatever was making those voices knew I was listening. Whatever it was could not see me, but it knew I was there. I would hear just enough to know if it was a human voice, but I could never really make out the words. It wasn't a neighbor or a radio or anything. I know those sounds, and this wasn't it. Something was out there on some of those nights. Something stalked those woods behind my house on those nights. I don't know what it was. The first time we went to go spend the night in our cabins, we couldn't sleep. Every one of us was close. We heard something fall or footsteps. The footsteps kept us frozen with fear, wondering if someone was in there with us. We ended up together in Ruth's top bunk, hiding from the intruder. In the morning, however, there was no sign of anything was amiss. We all partook in horse riding, apart from my friend Clara, who had a headache and stayed in her room. The second night, we were scared to return. We pushed the beds together to make a fortress. We didn't hear any footsteps, and we fell into a light sleep. When we woke up, however, the room was arranged how it had begun the first day we were there. We went to the lake and swam around. It was lovely, the water was warm, and the guy swimming with us was funny, telling us stories about camps he had been to before. On the third night, I was woken up to Lizzie crying. She said someone had pulled her hair, and when she woke up, ran out of the room. We were terrified, and we ended up in Ruth's bunk again. An hour or so later, we were woken up to scratching at the door. Sarah and Lizzie began to cry, claiming that it must be a monster. Ruth got out of bed and went to the door. She didn't even make it halfway before she let out a screech and ran back to the bed. She told us that she felt someone pull her towards the door. We went fishing that day in a creek. No one brought anything back, but many people were saying they had seen someone watching them through the bushes. On the fourth night, we yet again ended up in the same bed. We couldn't sleep after the events of last night. The scratching began again, and this time, we pretended it wasn't happening. It turned into banging at the door, stopping when we began to think that the door would break soon. The footsteps began again, this time sounding as if someone was running around the room. I can't recall any more of the night after that. It was raining that day, so we stayed in the mess hall, watching movies and playing games. On the fifth and final night, everything hit a climax. There was objects crashing into the ground, footsteps and banging on the door. None of us got a wink of sleep. We left for the bus first thing after packing up our stuff. We were all glad to be out of there. On the bus ride home, I was talking to one of the girls, Clara, from the cabin next to ours. She went white as I told my story, not leaving out any detail. When I finished, she looked me dead in the eyes and whispered to me, "I heard it too. On the first day, while you were horseback riding, I was hiding from the man outside who was banging on your cabin door." I used to enjoy camping. It was always a fun, exciting adventure for me and my family. That was until one trip. It was a Monday. We planned on spending the whole week camping in some campgrounds we found 2 hours away from here. By around 6 a.m., we had woken up the kids and my wife and loaded up the truck. It was a good 30 degrees, considering it was in Colorado. Once everyone was loaded up, we began our 2-hour drive to our campgrounds. 3 hours later, we just now arrived. Traffic was heavier when we passed by the city, causing a delayed time. However, now that we were finally settled into our zone, we could finally relax and stretch our legs. That day went as followed, nothing out of the ordinary. When it came to dusk, though, things began to get strange. The birds almost went totally silent. In fact, everything went silent. Awfully quiet when you're in the woods in the canyon where you should be hearing everything. We thought nothing of it and brushed it off as a quiet night. However, our attitude changed when we started hearing hastily moderate-sized footsteps across the campground. Again, being a skeptical man I am, I pushed it off as being a deer or a raccoon collecting the leftover food I left behind. though gradually, it became to be very tedious constantly hearing footsteps. I went to confront this animal and scared away, so I began unzipping my tent. As expected, the footsteps scampered off into the forest again, so I decided to go to sleep. That same night, I woke up to some weird glow coming from the right side of my tent. I didn't have my glasses, and it was pitch black outside, so all I could do was initially stare at the glow and see if I could figure out what it was. That's when it hit me. Fear. Terror. I could now distinctly make out the shadowy figure of a person crouched down beside my tent with a lantern. It looked as if he was making a stretched-out smile staring at me. I was totally terrified, frozen in fear. My heart racing so fast, I could barely hold in my tears. Me being 29 may make me look like a wimp, but you would react the same way. I had to just close my eyes and pray that this human or thing didn't harm me or my family. I locked my eyes shut, sweat all over me, and just waited to fall asleep. I had to try even with the feeling, not just the feeling, but the reality of being watched. The next morning I woke up, I immediately woke up my wife grabbing the kids and rushed them into the truck. Screw packing up, I didn't care. I ran over to the truck, and just as I reached it, I realized something. Our tires had been slashed. My heart dropped. Honestly, I jumped when my son asked what was wrong. My wife was panicking too. We rushed back to the campsite, knowing we still had some tape and a pump somewhere. We were planning to inflate a raft and go rafting a bit, and we always bring tape in case our raft breaks. We searched and searched before we finally found it. We ran over to the truck again, carrying our stuff. Keep in mind, this is a mere 20 minutes since we left our truck / tires when we got there. For the second time, my heart dropped. Our truck had the words, "You can't hide. You can't run," smeared in black charcoal on it. I was terrified. We all were. I packed my kids in and fixed up the trees. It wasn't the best, but I didn't care. I drove only 21 miles before we ran out of gas. I suppose I can with low gas, and didn't bring any extra. I was furious, yet felt safe knowing that we were now 21 miles away. I called my buddy from work, who lived 62 miles away, to come pick us up. But since it was getting dark, we had to stay up the rest of the night. I armed myself with a Glock and had it ready. Eventually, though, where I failed as a person, I fell asleep. I woke up to light tapping on the window, and I was so terrified I didn't open my eyes. As soon as I opened them, my soul left my body. I was filled with utter fear. There was a totally bald, pale male with a wicked grin smiling at me, holding a lantern. His eyelids were held back with pins and needles. I grabbed my gun, and he darted off at what felt like lightning speeds. I immediately woke my family up and had them all awake. Finally, 15 minutes later, my buddy showed up. We gunned it out of there. I don't know who or what that was. All I know is I hope me and my family never have to see it again. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the stories tonight. They definitely gave me some serious goosebumps, I'll tell you that much. Now, as I'm recording this, I got some terrible news from U-Haul. There was a delay on my pod, so I'm not going to have my things as quickly as I thought. As you guys recall from previous live streams, I was supposed to have my stuff tomorrow morning. Now, we're looking at like 3 to maybe 4 more days. Now, at this point, I was already getting ticked off, so I drove my happy ass over to Walmart and picked up some $10 speakers so I could edit this video. You're welcome. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Share me with your friends, and again, like always, spread me like butter. Yeah.